Remember when we needed Sherlock Holmes to find inflation for us? It appears that his services are no longer needed.
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, and a large number of other businesses. The Fed was slightly behind the eight ball at the beginning of the recession and eventually discovered that the alarms that they were dismissing were for real. It then went to town on raising the money supply. It initially doubled the monetary base. That was not enough. It continued pushing high-powered money into the economy. Currently, the monetary base has risen close to five times its pre-recessionary level. At any other time, this would have caused hyperinflation. Through 2013, we were teeter-tottering at the edge of deflation, not seeing any signs of inflation, let alone the hyperinflation that many people in the commodities market, particularly gold traders, were predicting, or more accurately, were hoping for. In 2014, we are starting to see something new. Initially, we were all concerned about calling it inflation. Since we haven't seen this entity for such a long time, we can't believe our eyes. While still inflation over the last 12 months registers only at 2.0%, if we look at the first 4 months of this year, the picture changes markedly. The Consumer Price Index, the instrument with which we measure inflation, rose by 1.3% over the last 4 months. This translates into a 5% inflation at annual rate. That is, if this trend continues for the rest of the year, we are going to revisit inflation for the first time since 2007. Okay, what pushed up inflation in April? Gasoline, shelter, food prices all rose significantly in April. The gasoline index rose by 2.3%. This led to the first increase in overall energy index since January. The food index rose by 0.4% for the third month in a row, led by a sharp increase in price of meat. But that's only for 1 month. Let's look at food prices in the last 3 months. They increased by 1.2%, which translates to 4.8% increase at annual rates. Most of the major components of the Consumer Price Index posted increases in April, including shelter, medical care, airline fare, new vehicles, used vehicles, trucks, recreation, and others. Items that didn't change in April were indices for apparel, household furnishing, and personal care. While over the last 12 months, inflation still is recording very low rates, it appears that this is the year that we are going to be reintroduced to inflation. Okay, maybe not inflation, but a softer version of what we used to call inflation before the Great Recession. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lafayette Ambassador Bank, the Air Products Foundation, Knoll, Crayola, Just Born, and the Martin Guitar Charitable Foundation.